If you're having paranormal issues, contact us at mwghosthunters.com. From the files of the Midwest Ghost Hunters.
All right, Midwest Ghost Hunters site investigation, recorder one.
Oh, Dustin, right there. Something just moved behind you.
Yes, it did.
What the f*** was that?
What happened?
Something touched my ear, man.
What's that?
This is Dark Matter with Midwest Ghost Hunters.
All right, we're all here today. I think we're all here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Isn't this everybody? Pretty close. Almost everybody's here today for another episode. Thank you for listening. We've had some people from all over email. And one of them, that wasn't an email. That was a comment on Apple, I think, where someone said they wanted us to make merch. I hate that word. Merch.
Yeah.
Merchandise. We do have some. It's on the website. mwghosthunters.com shop, I think. You click there. We do have some stuff up there if that's the kind of thing that would...
Are we going to add the coasters?
It's not a bad idea. Does anybody else know what I'm talking
about?
No. John had the idea of making... were they ghost-shaped?
Yeah, we do ghost-shaped coasters, and they're Midwest Ghost Hunters ghosters that you can get.
I mean, the name, you know, is maybe a better fit than the actual... purposing of the item itself, but I don't know.
And then every one of our fans, our ghosters, will want to have one of the ghosters to sit at their table with.
Well, like I told you on the text, we'll probably stick a pin in it and circle back around.
That means he's not going to do it. That's what that means. That means
stick
he's going to
pin in it and circle back around.
That means he's going to bury my idea.
We don't really have like a topic or a skeleton, you know, to go on today, but we do have some emails. I was going to read this guy's email. He is from New Hampshire and listens to the podcast. His name, I didn't ask him if I could use his name, but I'm going to, Ryan. I won't give his last name. So you want me to just read the email that he
sent? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so he is, he's a police officer. I don't know if active or retired, but anyway, he's a police officer. He says, so we have activity this some would say my house is haunted. Occasional shadow figures, noises, things dropping on the floor, footsteps. We've had three spirit mediums come tell us our house is haunted by multiple spirits, but they all have different stories, and I don't trust any of them, which is good. I don't ever hear any voices, but after listening to your podcast where you've caught EVPs, I don't usually hear them there either when it's clear you guys and other people do. Maybe I'm just EVP deaf, if that's a thing. Anyway, I'm up here in New Hampshire, and if you guys, with you guys being in Missouri, I don't expect you to be running up here to check my house. And then blah, blah, blah. He continued on a little bit. I did offer to find him a group. I did find him a group. I sent it to him, and then we both discovered that they're no longer active. That happens when you go to this paranormalsocieties.com website. 95% of the groups you click on don't exist anymore. And that was the case with this. I was trying to find somewhere close, you know, because he told me where he was. I mean, New Hampshire's not big, but where did he say he was? I couldn't remember. It's north of Boston. Hooksett, New Hampshire is where he is, 45 minutes north of Boston. But the point of reading the email is this is something a lot of people have mentioned. They have trouble, and it's not a problem like Tyler where they're clinically deaf.
I was waiting for
laughing,
that.
But it's true.
I was waiting for the tie line to come sinking in there.
But a lot of people, and this guy actually put it into words. A lot of people have this problem where they're like, play it again. I can't hear it. And this guy's saying, are my ears not in tune to the wavelength where everybody's hearing these or what? So I thought that would be something we could bring up because it seems to be a lot of people have this. And when I responded back to him, you know, EVPs, number one, take a lot of practice to listen to. It's kind of like those 90s posters, you know, where you have to, those 3D posters where you have to look through it in order to see the picture start to come. Some people can never see the picture start to form. So I didn't know if listening to EVPs was the same. I know whenever we first started going... Here, I'll put it this way. In the years since, from our early investigations, when we listened to old stuff, we hear stuff now that we never heard before. Is that because we're listening, you know, with better equipment now? I don't know. Is it because we know how to listen now? I have no idea. Are there some people out there who can't hear these damn things no matter what they do? I don't know. I thought it was something to bring up at least.
No, I think the poster analogy is pretty good. Our ears, specifically mine, aren't better than anybody else's. We just know how to listen to them.
Right. That's what it's technique and having done it that helps more than anything. But there's some
I mean, that helps you figure out what is specifically being said sometimes, you know, technique and stuff. But, like, I don't know. It's just noises on a microphone or on a recorder.
Well, and there have been cases where John has gone through, like, the microphones or the recorders here and sent it. And it's like, I don't hear anything on that one. I'll skip it. I don't hear anything on that one. And then, you know, later I'll listen again. I was like, oh, shit. How did I miss that? It's right. You know, how did I miss that? So I don't know if I don't know any technique to tell. He's wanting to know, how can I listen to these things and hear them? Because he listens on the podcast, and I'm assuming he was listening with someone else who also heard them, but he's like, I can't hear them.
First thing, piece of advice for me, dealing with audio a lot, is either get a good set of speakers or a good set of headphones, closed back headphones.
That's what John said, too.
Earbuds are okay, but...
And I would also recommend a really good headphone amplifier, too. Because if your headphone amplifier, like what we're using here, we're using an additional headphone amp. And that's going to help because it's feeding more gain down those headphones. Because what happens if you have got a really bad headphone amp, you're going to get a lot of white noise. You're going to get a shh that's going to add to the white noise that's already in the EVP and make it even harder to hear.
I was going to suggest get it on the computer and look at the waveform.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that is a good idea.
And that'll kind of narrow down the spots where you should actually like, really listen to
you know you would think that, but some of our best EVPs are flat.
Yeah, there's no peak at all. I know that
there's nothing
too.
There
also worth mentioning that you have to watch your, if you're gonna go the high dollar audio route and get yourself a nice pair of studio monitors and headphones and stuff, you have to be sure that you gain stage correctly or you'll blow your ears out.
Is that what happened to John that time whenever we were over there? Yeah. Remember when the headphones got cranked up and he threw them off? Gah!
That's exactly right.
Didn't that happen recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago.
Like last week?
Did it happen?
But if you
not last week, but the last week you were here.
Oh.
That's another thing, though. If you pump too much gain into something and you turn the output up too high, then you get digital distortion. Sometimes some headphones aren't designed to be as loud as others.
Something a lot of people have emailed before. They'll email saying, hey, I love listening to the podcast. I usually don't hear what you guys are talking about, but I know it's there because I can hear everybody else react. I can't hear it. So, there are...
I think part of that is that when people are listening back to the podcast, they're listening on a phone.
On a phone.
And yeah, it's right.
Phone speakers are so small that they don't have bass response.
The only time I listen to podcasts is when I'm driving down the road.
That's the same
never
for me.
I hear it in the car, though.
Oh, ever. Really? On ours?
Yeah, but is it?
There's
it's
too much
the opposite.
Noise.
It's the opposite for me because I can never hear it whenever I listen, like on AirPods. But when I'm in the car, I can.
I've been listening to them on my computer with my headset on.
I really advise some form of a headphone is the best, at least for me, to be able to hear it.
You know, if people are just listening just for entertainment, it doesn't matter.
I would just
right? Yeah.
But if you're really wanting to hear our EVPs, I don't think a car speaker is what I would recommend.
We can just say, oh, it's there. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
You don't have to drop like 150 pair on a pair of Beats either. Just like a Sony,
yeah.
Sennheiser.
Anything right. That gets the noise, yeah. Something a little bit noise-canceling.
Slightly professional, quote-unquote, grade
yeah.
Would be fine.
I always think about sometimes how many people are listening on like... Because I have them too. Like Walmart earbuds.
Oh yeah.
You get like as you're checking out those really bad earbuds.
Right. I've got good ones, and I still, you know, I mean, I've got the, you know, the AirPods Pro, and still when I listen, you know, I can't. It's usually in the car where I can, you know, turn it up and hear better. That I can.
The only time I ever actually listen to EVPs is at home with my like headset.
What I try to do whenever I'm mixing down the podcast is I will boost most of the EVPs as loud as I possibly can for that very reason, to try to bring up the gain, help people hear them.
And some of them, some of them, when we play them back, it takes me the third round before I ever hear it. And then that's all I can hear. It's the same thing with, you know, those dumb posters. I mean, once you see the damn dolphin... Every time you look at that poster, that's all you can see. You can see it every time.
Well, that's like what happened with the Nick one. Remember that? Whenever we first played it, we couldn't hear, my name is Nick, this is my place.
Yeah.
And then after we heard that, that's all we could hear.
And that's what happens too, is like John will say, I think it says this. And I'll listen. I'll be like, yeah, it does say that. And then Dustin will say, no, wait a minute, I think it says this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it says that. It says that.
What was it again? Mr.
Mr. Kusich? So you didn't do it then. You didn't back me on Mr. Kucich. Oh,
I would give anything to remember which EVP that was, and I would pull it up right
just
now.
How serious he was.
I would pull it.
I think it says...
I did. I thought it said Mr. Kucich.
We were in the radio studio doing the podcast. And we were all, you know, like really deep in thought. I was like, what could that be? And John was, you could tell by the look on his face, he's really thinking, like, Mr. Kucich? I was like, what the hell is that?
That was great.
Oh, Lord. I would give any.
I'm not even sure
I
if we finished
that was,
the podcast. That
I think
day.
That I think was this... one of the ones from Ashley's place. And I'm still working on getting the audio. There's audio piece. Okay, here's what happened. Back, I think I've told this before. About when we started doing Ashley's house is when we had the bright idea as, hey, we'll just do our podcast while we investigate. We found that's difficult to do and makes for a really boring ass podcast.
It does.
But anyway, I got lazy then. Because, you know, up to that point, whenever we'd do an investigation, I would post all the EVPs and videos and everything in its own section on the website. Once we started doing that, I was like, oh, screw it. I'll just link to the podcast. So I would just put the link to the podcast. Now those links are all dead. So I'm having to go back and salvage the audio. And there's still some pieces I'm missing from Ashley's house that I need to pull off of the old podcast. So and the reason I bring it up is that Mr. Kucich... piece is one of them because I remember it in my head. It sounded kind of robotic, but that was one of the ones
Mr. Kucich
that didn't make it over, and I can't pull it up and play it. I don't think I am going to look
now. Good. What's going to happen is when we're going to find that piece of audio, we're going to play it back, and everyone here is going to hear it say Mr. Kucich.
Or we're going to find some old house records from Ashley's house and find that a Mr. Kucich.
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking.
And then we're going to be the ones laughing at
it. I was actually thinking that would be funny if we did a history on the place and
do a title search and
Robert
discover
Kucich lived here from 19. Oh, Lord. Anyway, but so I just thought we'd, you know, start by talking about this, because it did ring a bell. A lot of people have said that. You know, they don't mind. You know, they listen to the podcast for the entertainment value. You know, but they've actually said in passing, you know, I can't hear most of them, but I know they're there because I can hear everybody else responding to them. And people, you know, I know that are listening too, like, oh, did you hear that? And I can't hear it. So anyway, that's why I kind of brought that one up to start with. We wrapped up, I guess. Did you guys talk any more about, and I know it's been a while back now, about the trailer? Was there anything left to hit on that? So you did mention, though, that the last recorder that I had kind of teased in the last one didn't have anything on
we
it.
We just dropped it and moved on.
Well, it didn't. We kind of said on our last investigation, it was probably 3 weeks ago now, at the end we said, hey, we got one more recorder to go through. There may be more. Well, there wasn't. So, I mean, that recorder didn't have anything of significance on it. So we kind of ended that one. But it was more fruitful than most of us, I think, thought it would be. Oh, I was going to also mention another thing when I was in Topeka.
On assignment.
Yeah. One of the other things that kind of revived itself is the possibility of the Missouri Rehabilitation Place, the old tuberculosis hospital.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I actually got a name that I can contact for that. Finally, it's been over a year, but I finally got a name of a person that I can contact with an active email. So I got that email also, you know, while I was up there. So that's something. At least that one's not dead, because that would be an awesome place to go. Yeah. It's gigantic.
So what you're saying is that this is now undead.
Good God.
Yes. But the Missouri Rehabilitation, it was once a tuberculosis hospital, then it became a rehab place, and it's a gigantic big building in Mount Vernon, Missouri, that's now sitting there empty. And, you know, I tried different ways to get us in there, and nobody, in many cases, the emails came back as this sender doesn't exist or whatever. But now I've got a person I can email who actually, if I read it right, owns the property and is actively trying to sell it. So we need to get in there before it's sold, because at that point it's going to be really difficult to get in there. So anyway, I forgot to mention that. So that's one thing that we can look at possibly in the future. I'm not going to get hopes up too high, but I assumed it was dead up to that point.
And now it's the undead.
Do I need a laugh track? I could probably find one. So anyway, so that one is revived. And the thing I did think that we also wanted to get, you know, another thing we want to seriously talk about at this point, now that we're heading into spring, is coming back here, here being Pythian Castle.
We did talk about that. Melissa had brought that up.
And?
She just brought it up.
I just brought it up.
Oh, that we need to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm ready to do that. I mean, if everybody else is.
We just need to find a weekend.
Yeah. I would love to do that, because last time we came, it was last January, and it was cold as fuck.
It was bad.
Negative 20 in there.
Especially in the tunnel. March or April or May or whenever. And, you know, the sooner the better, but preferably when it's a little warm would be a nice time to come back.
When are we going to the cemetery?
Mars Hill is one we can go back anytime because it's just out there in the open. And we can always go back to Ashley's house, too, because she keeps asking when we're coming back. So anytime we want, you know, we don't have to. But she said if we want, we can go back there anytime.
I
want to
hear all those snaps. Give me all the snaps.
I hate those damn snaps.
Dustin and I are team snap.
I like the snaps.
I don't mind snaps. Why do you hate the snaps?
I don't know.
I think it's stupid.
It's a
terrible EVP.
Why?
I just do. It doesn't make sense.
Does any of it make sense?
None of it makes sense.
Yeah, but how does this happen just out of thin air?
Oh, I look, it's not that I don't believe that it's a paranormal occurrence happening. I do. I just don't like it.
You always try to discount it.
I don't find them dynamic or interesting. The snapping, the first time it happened, it's like, holy shit, you hear all that? And we listen back and they're snapping. And then we listen, you know, through all the
especially because we didn't hear it when we were there. And the EVP has it like echoing off walls.
Oh, it's there.
Until
I know.
We did hear it when we were there.
Yeah, we did eventually. But we did hear a couple. But then sometimes we would hear something else and then play it back and it's a snap. But we heard something else.
The other thing, yes, that happened a lot. And the other thing I don't like.
How is that not interesting?
The other thing I don't like about the snapping is now it's not just self-contained at her house. Now we've heard it in other places. Yep. So people are like, ooh, you got something following? It's no, we don't.
Just a ghost walking around snapping.
But it makes no sense. That's why people are either on, you know, in two camps. They're in a camp where, ooh, something's following you, or they're in the camp of, it's, you know, it's got to be something you guys have with you that's making that sound.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You need to make Dustin and I t-shirts that say Team Snap.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag Team Snap. Get that trending.
We talked a little bit about some of the different things that we would do next time we investigate the castle. Bobby and Ty talked about wanting to spend a lot more time in the tunnel and then also spend more time in the creepy guy's room. What would you do?
Well, what I would do personally is, since the tunnel guy seems to respond better to females, I would do female isolation sessions in the tunnel.
But he doesn't.
FIS.
He responds to men. Yes.
We'll do some FIS down there.
She really likes John.
I'm not so sure.
For John.
However, one thing that you have mentioned was you, I believe, that that we should do, and we meant to do whenever we did the last house we did, are the sensory deprivation.
Oh, yep.
There's that, and then there's another technique I've seen done.
What is the sensory? What is that?
You blindfold yourself. You go sit alone.
Oh, that sounds fat. That sounds fantastic. I'd love to do that.
You know what?
Blindfolded.
We need to do that. That's a good Bobby and Ty thing.
I like this wee shit, John, but I'm not doing that. So
we could get one of those big tanks. You could float around like 11 in Stranger
Things. Maybe we could also tie our hands and legs up so we can't go anywhere.
There you go. I like it. Let's keep snowballing.
Shove a sock down in our mouths so we can't scream for help. How about that?
Yeah. But on that same idea,
I'd rather be waterboarded.
In the same,
you know, we have a room in the basement. That
I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh my god.
In the same ballpark as that, I've also seen another technique, which I'm sure Melissa, you've seen them do too, where they put one person. It's kind of like that, blindfolded, wearing a pair of headphones, listening to the recording that's going into the recorder. And then they have another person on another
you know,
floor.
I do like that anyway, regardless of like maybe if it brings out more activity. I don't know. But I do like the idea of somebody live reviewing like everything that's happening.
Well, the different groups do this, and they'll have the person sitting there with headphones and the blindfold like upstairs, wherever. And they're listening to that feed coming from the recorder. And they have another person on another floor telling, you know, anything there, what to say upstairs or what questions to answer. And they'll ask questions, you know, completely on a different floor. And then the person upstairs has to say out loud whatever they hear.
That's pretty interesting. I like that.
It is.
I would do the whole reviewing live thing, you know, without the blindfold.
Can we try that?
Yeah, we could try that. Melissa had talked about doing is the sensory deprivation. Then I remembered. It's like, oh, yeah, I've seen.
That's okay, well, stuff. John I like and that. I, we've both, I've got a Zoom H4, and I know you've got that. Task him.
Yeah, I've got to Zoom
could
too.
Do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that.
Good job.
I would like.
Good
to
job,
do
Team Snap. So one point for us.
So what we would do, just for an example, we would take the recorders, take them down to the tunnel. We'd have a separate team here reviewing what's happening upstairs. So then, let's say that Bobby and Ty are in the tunnel.
You're getting volunteered.
They are there in the tunnel listening. And that, but we can't have Ty because Ty can't hear it anyway.
True.
And so while this is going on, our best ears, the rest of us, are up here listening in real time as to see what's going on down there.
The A-team ears.
Yeah. You know.
Well, John, since he showed himself to you, I volunteer you to be down there in the tunnel.
That's exactly
Yeah, I think. Actually, as being completely honest, I would do it, but I would, I think, want someone else there too.
No, seriously.
It,
I would
honestly, it probably should be Chris. All jokes aside, it probably should be Chris and I that go down there because we were the two guys that saw him last time.
I would be willing to do that.
But y'all are going to have to go to the end.
You can't stand in the middle. No, no, no. You'd have to go all the way to the end where me and Ty went, down to the end.
Oh, we'll go down there.
And if anybody's still confused what we're talking about, what you do is you put the person wherever you want them. And then you blindfold. It's a sensory deprivation in the fact that there's no visual input. Really, there's no auditory input either because you're wearing headphones that are lined, you know, coming out of the recording device. And then you have someone on another floor asking the EVP questions. You set it up and you say, okay, we've got this person downstairs. I want you to say this word. Or it's just like an experiment.
How do they do that? How in the world? Let's say we take the Zooms down there. How are you going to get from that floor to this floor with that?
With your legs.
Well, I know how we would get down there, but how are we going to get the signal? How are we going to get the signal out of that, out of those? Because
it would have to be a wireless transmitter. Well,
you'd have to have some form of wireless to do that.
You wouldn't need to.
No, you wouldn't need to. You're two separate.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
You're completely separate.
No.
You're not wired up together.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to be listening live in that instance.
Oh. Oh, so you guys are up here doing an EVP session, basically, and we're down. But how would we know? How could you hear the audio off of those Zooms?
You may be right. I'm just going to set it up one more time because I don't fully. So you have Dustin on the third floor. We're in the basement. Let's say you and I are in the basement. You're listening to the recording device with us in the basement.
Right.
Dustin is asking EVP questions completely separate from us.
Okay.
Yeah. So I won't need to hear what's happening.
Okay. Right.
The whole idea is that we cannot hear each other.
So we would plug headphones into the recorders.
Yes.
You and I would.
Because I've seen this happen, and I've seen it happen pretty. Look, it's on TV. How real that is. That's why I'm wanting to do it. Is because I don't know how real what I'm seeing is, but I've seen it happen to where, you know, on the third floor, they'll say, I want you to say into John's ear in the basement the word apple. And then what I've actually seen happen is the person sitting there and they're, you know, they hear, they're like, mango? Fruit? You know, I can't, they're just saying what they hear on the recorder. What were you going to say?
A lot of people, though, on TV use the spirit box. And they're plugged into the spirit box while the people are asking.
Yes,
questions.
A lot of them, they have seen them do it with the spirit box, mm-hmm. which we wouldn't use.
Right.
That's why I kind of modified it to be the recorder.
Yeah.
And the reason we don't use the spirit box is because we don't
save up to 15% of your car insurance.
Right. Yes, that's the reason
your
why.
Your name's Brad Bradshaw? coincidence. Wow.
That's the reason why we don't use it anymore. But you're right. Melissa's right. They usually have, it's usually a spirit box that they're listening to. But I thought in our case, we could wire into the recording device to try to amplify any EVPs that it might be capturing because we're not going to use the spirit box. So anyway, it's just an idea. It's something I would like to try. It's something that Melissa, you know, had talked about sensory deprivation before we went to the house in Fair Grove, Missouri. She's like, oh, we need to do that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea. Let's do that. And then everybody forgot. We didn't do it. So I think here would be a great place to do it because it's big enough that you can separate, you know, the question asker and the person listening where you can't hear each other. The whole idea is you can't hear each other.
It's a cool idea. I like it.
And we've got enough people now in this group to bust off into different levels.
Many different sessions. Yeah. So anyway, that's really, you know, that's as close to an experiment that I can think of. That we can perform.
Did we do the thing where we record questions, play the questions?
Yeah, we did that.
We did that.
I didn't get anything.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think.
More Dark Matter next week with Midwest Ghost Hunters. Oh.